It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Some lawmakers in Lansing want people to work to get Medicaid. The Senate introduced a bill this week that would add work requirements to the medical assistance program. If the bill passes, able-bodied adults would have to work or continue school for 30 hours per week as a condition of receiving medical assistance. Opponents say there shouldn't be more restrictions on health care, which they say is a human right. Jack, where do you see this bill going?
I don't know where it's going. The Republicans can probably power it through if they want to. And the question is, will that be a politically good idea in this election year? The bill itself is sort of absurd. It's sort of the Republican fixation on work rather than welfare and making people work for their benefits and not being lazy. This is a nice idea in theory, but there are some places, if you're jobless in the western part of the Upper Peninsula, there simply are no jobs. It's hard for a lot of people to find work for at least 30 hours a week, especially people who may need Medicaid. And they would have to set up a bureaucratic apparatus to spy on them and find out who is doing what. And we all know how great that worked when they turned the unemployment compensation over to a computer. So I don't think this makes a great deal of sense, but we'll just have to see if it goes through.
The Michigan Department of Corrections has a new plan for how to feed its prisoners. Basically, they want to stop outsourcing food vendors and bring the system in-house. There's also talk of more training for inmates in food service. But some lawmakers are concerned the department may not be ready to take back food service operations after so many years of using outside vendors. It also sounds like it'll cost about $2 million more than the current vendor would charge. What do you think about the plan, Jack?
The Department of Corrections has never been high in privatization. It was the governor who changed his mind. But essentially, how many more vendors do we have to go through and have maggots and food and terrible publicity before we realize it's not working out? The two experiments at privatization were utter unmitigated disasters. And the prison service was working pretty well before, and it may take them a little while to get it straight, but I don't think it'll take that long. And if Republicans think about it, they realize that $2 million a year, if that is the case, and I don't necessarily believe it, may be a small price to pay for avoiding all the bad publicity they got from outsourcing the prison food operation before.
Jack, it looks like Wayne County may finally have a solution for its long-stalled Gratiot Jail project. Construction of a new county jail in Detroit has been on hold since 2013. Now it looks like the county has reached a tentative deal with Dan Gilbert's Rock Ventures. Gilbert's company will construct a brand new criminal justice center. That's pending approval of the county commission and building authority. County Executive Warren Evans called the agreement a good deal for Wayne County. What do you think, Jack?
I think whatever billionaires want, billionaires tend to get. I remember being in Warren Evans' office a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, and he told me no way would he ever go for this. Well, now he's gone for it. It may be a good deal. Now, this is going to happen overnight, and the county sensibly is allowed to keep its present facilities, which aren't that bad at all, until the new complex is built, which is probably around 2022, 2023. The mystery now is, what does Gilbert want to do with that land? Originally he said he wanted to put a soccer stadium on it, which made no sense. He finally came to that conclusion himself, but he sees it as prime real estate, and we'll just have to see what the next development is in Gilbertville.
The chief judge of Michigan's Court of Appeals is retiring. Michael J. Talbot has been a judge for 40 years. In 1998, former Governor John Engler appointed him to the Court of Appeals. Talbot has drawn praise for his skills as a jurist and for his administrative abilities. Now it's up to Governor Rick Snyder to pick a successor. Jack, what kind of political weight does this selection carry?
Politically, almost none. I mean, I would buy you a new dress if you were to go into Briarwood Mall and find one person who knew Michael Talbot was, but he was highly respected. You think about it, he became a judge in his early 30s, but in Michigan, you can't run for re-election after you're age 70, and he would have had to leave in a couple of years anyway. But it's a very important job, as you say, Rebecca, and it's an important administrative job, and it's the kind of job that if you do your job right and superbly, nobody ever hears about you. But it's an important job, and it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure that Governor Snyder will be huddling with his legal advisors, who he puts in there.
All right, Jack. Well, have a good weekend, and maybe you and I will have to do some shopping this week.
I think I'm going to take that up on appeal.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.